Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts.
Hello, I'm here with some very special guests today, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. But we're recording this, and it will come out the Monday of School Counselor Week. So a little hint to who's here. But let's go ahead and share who you are, a little bit about yourself, and we'll go around the table.
So I am Tammy Harris. I am a school counselor in the elementary building, Shoreland Elementary. I've been there for 15 years. I love it. I love the community, and I love making a difference.
Thank you.
And I am April McNamara. I'm at the high school, and I am the counselor for last names A through D, sophomores through seniors. And I've been in the district for 14 years now and love it.
Great.
My name's Brittany Pasco. I'm the Director of Student Services, Pre-K 6, and I've been in the district 6 years, and I oversee kind of the counseling department in those grade levels.
Great. Well, we have amazing counselors in the district, and I had to just pick two this morning kind of to be a little, you know, test pilot, but I really could have picked so many people. We're very blessed to have our counselors. Talk to me a little bit about what does a school counselor do? And there's elementary and high school, so,
yeah, right.
So
it might look
it looks different. It's really different. Elementary is very different. In elementary, we meet with kids individually in groups and in classrooms. We work with, of course, teachers and parents. I do a lot of counseling with students on emotion regulation, academic work, things of that nature, conflict resolution. I love it, but I also get to practice yoga with my students. We do yoga and meditation with all the students, and it's another tool to help them regulate their emotions, but also connect with their bodies and breaths. And I always tell the students that their minds and bodies are strong, and when they are aware of what their minds and bodies are doing, that they're going to make better choices. So it's a preventative actual activity to do for them, and that all students can participate in any level that they want to. So if they don't want to do it, they are never forced. It's always a choice. So it makes it a very welcoming and calm environment.
And I appreciate hearing that. I think regulation of students and even adults, you know, you see more of that need. So how long have you been doing the yoga with the elementary students?
So this is my third year doing yoga. When I first started, it was so hard because I was also practicing myself those moves. And the kids would see me mess up. And it was okay because we were all learning together. And so I started off slow, but I was very happy that the first year I started doing it, all students got yoga from me four times, at least four times, and meditation. And that was over 600 students. So that was such a big, huge thing that I'd done, because I still have to do 504s and, you know, all the other stuff too.
Paperwork,
yeah,
yes.
Paperwork stuff. So that I was able to get my paperwork done and get that done, it really made me happy.
Great, thanks. April, can you talk a little bit about a high school counselor?
Yeah, we definitely wear a lot of hats at the high school, and it looks a little bit different than the elementary, just because we're the last step before you get to the next level. Mm-hmm. So we focus a lot on, obviously, academic counseling, career advising, and then social-emotional learning as well. We collaborate endlessly with our deans and our administrators and our teachers to make sure that our kids are on track academically. But then we also meet with every single student on their grad plan and then track all of their credits, their seals, their state testing, and then figure out alternative pathways too.
So many state requirements that you have to take, you know, you track and meet with students and talk to parents. And
oh yes,
I don't think being at the high school, there's so much that goes into getting those kids across the stage.
Oh, absolutely. And absolutely. Yes. Ohio does a great job of making it challenging for us.
Well, when they get there, they've earned it for sure.
Yes, so they have.
Is there anything, Brittany, that you can think of to add that the counselors across the district do?
Well, I was just thinking these ladies are definitely selling themselves short because I feel like the counseling position tends to be a catch-all. Mm-hmm. So when we don't know where it fits, there's a counselor for that. And, you know, there's never a complaint. There's never a, nope, not going to do that. There's okay, we have to get it done, and they get it done. So we're very blessed district-wide with our people.
I was actually just thinking this morning how we're the like you said, the catch-all. So parents, students, we get asked all the questions. Whether it's in our wheelhouse or not, they know that they can come to us so we can direct them to the right
And I think that's at the high school and probably at the elementary, it's a lot of direction. They just need an answer. And so you helping to facilitate that answer, get them to the right person is a big part of that job.
Well, I think that a lot of that comes from counselors are focused on the whole child. Of course, we are looking at the academics, the behavioral, and of course, the social emotional. And so that makes it a catch-all. I just, when I left my building, one of my parents just told me that they were homeless. But I was able to link them up with the homeless affidavit with our secretary. They were able to fill that out. I was able to comfort her, make sure I talked to her child so that her child still stays comfortable and that she stays in the school for the rest of the school year despite their housing situation.
You're helping students, our students, but you're also helping adults. And I think that there's so many pieces into that job. So talk to me about the best part of your job. What's one of the favorite, things that you do as a school counselor?
When I know I've made a difference in someone's life, when I walked out of my building this morning to come here, I was feeling good. I did something well. I don't always do some things well. I mess up sometimes. I love this job. I always tell that to people. I don't do it perfectly, though. And it is so comforting to know that I can do this job and not have to be perfect at it and also have my parents and students lead me on what they need instead of me telling them what they need. It's a refreshing twist because mostly, teachers tell the kids what to do. But when they come into the counselor's office in the elementary side of that, they kind of tell me what to do. This is what I want to work on. This is what I want to talk about. This is how I want to, change my life. And I love being in that position where I'm learning from students and learning from parents, because then that begins to be a codependent or interdependence where we all work together and know that no one all has the answers. And I think that's how our society should work.
Yeah. My favorite part of my job is the collaboration that goes into it with teachers, with administrators, with students, with their parents, with their siblings. I mean, I just feel like there's so much collaboration. I absolutely love that because everybody's working towards the common goal of helping the student, like you said, cross that stage. But also, and a lot goes into that. It's not just academics. Definitely. It's not just career advising. It's also that social emotional piece and making sure that they are well and they are getting the help that they need when they need it.
I like giving them the tools they need so that they can survive in life. And that's, problem solving skills, conflict resolution. So many students will come, I'm like, you need to work that out. The answer is not right there. So you're going to have to try different things, and that's okay. Sometimes students get really nervous. They don't have just the right answer. But no, it's not about having the right answer. It's about the process. And that's what's going to get you through life. And I love doing that. As far as being a school counselor, I get to see the students in their environment versus a clinician who works outside in an agency. They don't get to see their clients in action. When my students are having a conflict and I'm like, did you say peace out and walk away? They know that they're being held accountable for something that I taught them and that they can practice it. They're not in trouble with me, but it is a reminder like, hey, these are the things that you can do to help your problem. And if you're not going to use that, then you have to suffer the consequences.
And that's a great example of how we have fantastic elementary counselors and junior high. I mean, by the time they get to us, they have learned so many of those skills. I mean, granted,
they don't always apply them, but they know them.
And hormones then, come into play and whatnot. But I will say they have come from, typically they have come from an extremely well-rounded foundation at the elementary level.
Well, thank you. Yeah. That's good to hear. We don't always get to talk to high school counselors, so it's nice to hear that. Thank you.
April, you also wear another hat that this time of year kind of starts to rev up. And we talked about getting kids across the stage. Do you want to share that piece of another district job that you have?
Sure. I also coordinate our graduation ceremony, which we had talked about, like, favorite parts of WLS and whatnot. That by far is my all of my favorite moments combined in every year. I love that piece of it. I love watching those kids getting so excited to finally finish high school. Yes. And yes. I have a senior right now, so I'm very aware of senioritis. But yeah, I, just watching them get excited and just be so incredibly proud of themselves. Mm-hmm. And then when they walk across that stage, it's just my favorite thing ever.
And as an adult that has to follow April's directions on that day, she is very well organized and you don't mess around.
I don't think anyone knows how much goes into it's a party planning for 6,000 people. I mean, yeah. 5,000 graduates and staff and the community and families. And you know, you've done it for several years. We've done it together. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty well-oiled machine at this point. So a lot goes into that.
It is. But it is amazing the last minute, you know, snafus that happen consistently.
Yes.
Always.
Every year. So a piece of advice for either parents or students. Do you have anything you would like to give as far as words of wisdom?
The only thing I would give is like to say, never be ashamed to approach us, to talk about what's going on. Know that the things that a parent or a student shares with us is confidential, and nothing scares us away. We know that there are many students that are struggling with trauma, poverty, just so many different things that people are dealing with, and it impacts their education. And so we don't want anyone to feel ashamed of the things that they're going through. They know that we are there for them and that we are there in a non-judgmental way.
Thank you.
I think at the high school level, definitely all of that. But also, I recommend that parents definitely follow Power School so they can see their kids' grades. I mean, obviously, at the high school level, we're working on credits leading to graduation. Right. So that's incredibly important. And the support that they can receive from home, that when parents are aware, you know, just by looking at PowerSchool, but also communication with teachers at this level as well. It's so important. If there is a question or if they have a student who's struggling, contact the teacher. You can click on the link through PowerSchool that directly goes to their email. But teachers really appreciate that and are able to provide, you know, the assistance that our students need if they know what's going on, if they know that the parent is curious and asking and wants to help at home. And lastly, attendance. I would say attendance has to be a priority for students. They miss curriculum, then they fall behind, and so for students to stay on track, attendance is just key.
And we've had our attendance officer earlier, you know, this year, because it is such an important. Kids can't learn if they're not here. I mean, we have fabulous things going on, but we have to get them in the doors. And so I know counselors and staff do a lot to try to engage and get them in, but we really do need students to be in attendance for them to learn. So thank you for bringing that up. Do you want to add anything, any advice?
Sure. I was just thinking as you asked that question that I think for parents sometimes it's really hard to trust in the school system and recognize that, you know, we're doing what we do because we love what we do, and just, you know, to open themselves up to trusting, especially our counselors. They're the kindest, most empathetic people, and I think there probably isn't a lot that they haven't seen at this point, and really know if they don't have the answer, they know who to reach out to, and just know that these counselors are a safe space and to utilize them as much as possible.
One thing I ask everyone before they leave, and April, you kind of mentioned it already, but favorite moment since you've been in Washington Local, and you've all been in the district long enough that you should have multiple favorite moments. But Tammy, can you share something that's a memory or a moment that really stands out to you?
Cool. Every day is a moment that I love. Every day.
Thank you.
Obviously, all of our graduation ceremonies, but one student sticks out in particular. I won't name him, but he definitely struggled with school, but was being recruited at the D1 level. And we had to put many plans in place to get him to that point to where he would be eligible, but he did it, and he has flourished, and he is still playing, and it's incredible to watch.
Thank you. Brittany.
I'm going to say probably the opportunity, and it's not one moment, but just opportunities to collaborate specifically with this group and a couple of our other groups. We had a collaboration meeting on Friday that was very positive, went very well, and I feel like A lot of our counselors took a lot away from those meetings. So any opportunities that we have to do that, where we're not wasting time and we're just helping them to do their jobs mm-hmm. a little better.
Well, thank you all for being here. Have a great counselor week next week. And really, I want you to have every week to be a great week. But thank you. I appreciate your time and all that you do for our kids.
Thanks.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you will get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!